Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you. It's got to be something that you like. So she's going to definitely talk her talk to get you
in her grasp. And then it goes on to say that, you know, that she's bitter as gall, as double-edged sword, and that her feet go down to depth. So all of these things, not to say that, you know, that all women are like this, no, but just to notice the things that are around, you know, us as guys, we like to see the pretty face, you know, pretty body and everything, all the physical. But sometimes, as a man, you know, you ignore those context clues of what's really going on. So that's my take on these verses right here. We do have our co-host on the line, Minister Jamal. How you doing, brother?
Yep. Good morning, everybody.
So what do you think about these first six verses here?
I mean, definitely agree with what you're saying, man. So what you said, man, it's not all women. You said it's not all women, but it's all adulterous women. You understand? I'm talking about. So, you know, man, we definitely have to, you know, in this walk in life, understand that we got to have somebody, not just, you know, for a pretty face or banging body, but we need to have somebody that's, you know, spiritually on our level. You know, it's important, man, that when you're in a relationship with somebody and things are going wrong, it's important that you don't fight each other. You understand? It's important that y'all recognize what's going on. Y'all recognize that it's the enemy. Y'all recognize that because together that y'all walk on this walk, that it's going to be some situations that's going to try to take y'all relationship out the box. It's going to be some things that's going to try to tear your relationship apart, because when y'all are together and y'all both go to God sees that as one. So, you know, it's definitely important for your spouse, your girl, your whatever, to be God-fearing. Because in situations where you're going through, not physically, you know what I'm saying, it could be emotionally or spiritually, you know what I'm saying, she can get down on her knees and pray. You know, vice versa. When she's going through situations and all hell is breaking loose around her, you can drop to your knees and you could pray, you know, and definitely that makes things better. Definitely that makes situations a little more, you know, easier, because you know that at the end of the day, I don't have a woman that's going to fight against me, but she's going to fight with me. So, yeah, those are my takes on a couple of verses.
Definitely good words of wisdom there. We have any callers on the line that want to make any comments on these first six verses? We have all lines open. All right. If not, we're going to move on to the next couple of verses here. So Proverbs 5 continues to say in verse 7, it says, "Now then, son, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep a path far from her. Do not go near her door, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and toil enriches your house of the house of another. At the end of your life, you will groan with your flesh and body. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hate discipline. How my heart spurns correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people." Mm-hmm. So in that passage there was a couple of things that I seen that definitely spoke to me. It was in verse 9. It says, "Lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel." So your honor, and we talk about this a lot in these proverbs, your honor, your name, your dignity, all that, including your character, you know, you lose that when you do these type of things or you get into certain situations that you can't get out of with an adulterous woman. many people in our day and age right now have done certain sexual acts, or recently, you know, people have been, you know, dealing with what is it called? Not adulterers, but basically sexually oriented issues per se, and right now it's hurting their careers, their legacy, different things like that, that they could have stayed away from, but they decided to go down that road, or even they decided to deal with these women. And eventually it hurt their honor, their dignity, and their character. Then the second thing, is in verse 11, it says, at the end of your life you will groan, and when your flesh and body are spent. So also, dealing with an adulterous woman, from the physical aspect, there are physical things that can happen. You know, an adulterous woman can burn you, you know, different things like that. And also, you know, what we talked about it previously, you know, when you use it when you're young, when you get older, you don't have nothing left to give to your wife or whoever, then it's not going to be any good, and it's not going to benefit you in the end. What do you think about these verses, Mr. Jamal?
I think you're right on. It goes back to what I just said, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, having the spiritual connection. You know, this is telling you that if you don't, these are the tragedies that happen. This is where the situationships happen. This is where, you know, just reading about Blake Griffin, and now he paying child support. He paying like $250,000. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so it's definitely things that can happen if you don't heed the correction, or if you don't heed what's going on, what God's trying to show you in these Proverbs. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, God knows everything. You know what I'm saying? So definitely he knows that first of all, we young men, and when the whistle blow, when the wind blow by us, we ready, you know? So with that being said, we have to understand that, you know, everything that look good don't really, that glitter ain't gold. You understand what I'm talking about? Like, you know, some women, you know, some women be cute, some women be knowing how to cook and all that, but they still be by themselves. It's a reason for that. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely have to take heed. We definitely have to, you know, get into God's word and see what God's word has to say about it, you know, and not just trying to be so blind, you know, to the point where just because she look good, just because she might do something good, like, she, you know what I'm saying, we try to overlook it because of the things that, you know, we want. And it's usually physical, you know what I'm saying? We look over it because, you know, we've often said it. I know, I'm going to just speak for self. I'm not going to put no, I ain't going to jump nobody else in it. But I've been in situations where it'd be like, yeah, her face ugly, but her, you know what I'm saying, but her body banging. And that's what usually, you know what I'm saying, it'd be like, look, we'll just forget the face, you know what I'm saying, but because the body look good, you know. So that's just, I'm just being honest, you know what I'm saying. So we definitely have, you know, we have to take heed, because it says in verse 11 that at the end of your life you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I will not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors, and I was soon in trouble in the assembly of God's people. So we definitely have to, you know, we have to pay attention to the signs. And right. Trust me that whatever you want God to reveal to you, he'll reveal to you. But you have to be ready for what he about to reveal to you, because he ain't going to reveal now but the truth. You know, so like I said, man, in relationships, man, we definitely have to be careful. We definitely have to, you know, put God in the forefront of it so we can know, okay, the difference between a woman in Proverbs 5 and the difference between the woman in Proverbs 31. You know, so you don't mess it.
And Do we have any comments?
We ain't got no comments, man. It's kind of dry this morning. I know somebody on here.
Good morning, y'all fellas.
All right.
I haven't been on in a minute, so here and there. Thank you. So I'm trying to get back into the groove of things and things of that nature. But listening to you guys, you know, I agree with all everything that you're saying. I like verse 11. That one stands out to me, being a little older, you know. And I agree, like, you know, when you're young and a lot of, you know, young and, you know, life's looking, whether man or woman, female, whatever, you know, you don't think about it like you have a young lady and, you know, you just think about, oh, you know, I'm young, I can get this girl, I can have this person, or, you know, you don't think about when you're older and you keep doing the same thing that you do and having adulterous affairs and cheating and things of that nature. But eventually time goes and then you get older. And then the verse sits it perfectly right. You sit back and you groan and you're like, man, I wish I'd have kept this girl. She did. She was good to me. Or, you know, I should have treated her better. Or, you know, I should have did these things. And you can't go back in life and correct them things. You know, so, you know, it does cut the time when the physicalness of you goes, you know, deteriorates or goes down and you get older and you're not, you know, that young euphemism isn't there no more. And, you know, people are women or men ain't coming in and out of each other's lives like that no more, you know. And then, you know, you sit back and you know, you want that as you get older. You want that special person to be there for you and you know, you can share your love with and they can share your love with each other. But then you realize, like, man, you know, maybe this won't happen for me. Maybe I will, you know, how's my end of my life going to be? So, you know, I think those verses hit. You know, a lot of times you think of the right now, the here and now, but you're not looking at it as you get older, as things start to change and your body starts to change and you get older. A lot of when you're young, you don't think like that. So, you know, I think that verse hit me, especially for the younger people. I think that, you know, younger men, younger women need to kind of look them a little bit more ahead in the future and know what they want and, you know, and have set goals and try to achieve those goals because, you know, Like you said earlier, you know, when you're young, you're ready. You just want it all. You want a piece of this, you want a piece of that, you want this, you want that, you want to try it all. You know what I mean? Sometimes trying it all, you get a stomachache. You just get sick. Like being in the candy store. You can't eat all the candy, you're just going to get sick.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it does you no good. You know, so sometimes you just got to take that one piece, and that one piece is the best piece. You got to hold on to that best piece and savor that best piece. So that's my take on it.
Mm. Definitely words of wisdom. Definitely words of wisdom. And the candy store sticks to one piece, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. So, Mr. Jamal, if there's no other comments, would you like to take the next couple verses, verse 15 right now?
Yeah, of course. Verse 15 says, drink, let's see, verse 15, yes indeed, says drink water, excuse me, drink water from your own son, running water from your own well. Verse 16, should your springs overflow in the streets, your springs of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. May you rejoice in the wife of your youth. I'm going to go to 21. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Mm. Talk. Why my son be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace a bosom of a wayward woman? So definitely, man, you know, God is telling you that, you know, just like bro Mike said, find you a piece of candy, eat on that candy, savor that candy. Don't be trying to get a Kit Kat and a Reese's and a Crunch Bar. and a fast break and $100,000. At the end of the day, man, you ain't gonna have no teeth in your mouth, and you had the worst stomach in the world. You know? So God's telling you, man, we love your wife. That's what he's telling you. Straight up. Why you want to be running around with all them over there and you get all this right here? Look at the world today. That's why I love God. That's why I love the Bible. Ain't nothing in here that, you know, you can't relate to. You might not can relate to everything in here, but there's something for everybody in this basic instructions before leaving this earth. In these instructions. Therefore, man, God said, man, love your wife, Joe. Don't go nowhere. Why you wanna be with another woman? Why another man's wife? Why you wanna do that? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? Because you already know what she is. God's telling us, you know what I'm saying? Live your best life with your wife. Don't be out here. So I creep. Yeah. Don't be out here creeping. You know what I'm saying? The one that God got for you is for you. She was tailor-made just for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody for somebody. You don't want somebody else's treasure. You don't want that. That's how you never know how to treat that. That's why sometimes when we get our women, you know what I'm saying, they've been through a lot in their last relationship and all that because they wasn't supposed to be right there. They was always gold, but they ain't. But you can't put that in the hands of a fool that loves bronze.
So
you know, a loving Joe, a graceful deer. You know what I'm saying? It says in verse 18, may your fountain be blessed. May you rejoice in the wife of your youth. Don't be out here, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, don't be out here playing. Don't be out here playing with your blessing, because I guarantee you that some of the women that we have in our life, especially the ones that's by our side, we pray for. Well, let me not jump everybody out there. I know I pray for mine, you know. So why play with the blessing that God gave you?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, going to be like, no, man, these women for A, bye. Is that a fool or the other? Because you ate too much candy. You ate too much. And now your stomach hurting. And now you're like, oh, I don't want no more candy. Candy is the worst thing in the world. Da-da-da-da-da. But as soon as you feel better, you'll be back in the store, I guarantee you. So that's my comment.
Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Yeah. One thing that I want to piggyback off of what you said was definitely, even what Mike said, you know, once you see the plethora in front of you, you know, you only want one. And some people or some men, they try and be players, but they can't. And, you know, everything fall apart. And after that one that you had, you know, five X's ago, even if you call them X's, or five X's ago, could have been meant for you. Could have been for you. But you want to be out here, you know, doing what you want to do while you're young, and, you know, I don't care, you know, I'm young, I need to live, all this great stuff. But if you live in definitely with the one that was meant for you, you know, that's all the life you need. That's a good life right there. And some people don't even see that, you know. Like you said, looking at the women that we're with, our girls, or our women, just to say, if you look at them and after you see that whoever was before you, you know, not to say, you know, our women are attractive and, you know, other men were after them, yes, but they couldn't keep them because, you know, they were meant for us. And on top of that, we
mm-hmm.
could see what they didn't see. So they messed up because it was meant for us, like you said.
Yes.
I definitely agree with you.
Yes.
Definitely agree with you.
That's just like a toy, right? If you got three kids, man, you got three boys. They come with unique different personality. So if I'm gonna get Anthony, I know Anthony play keyboard. Why am I buy him drums for? Yeah, he might be like, oh, it's drums, but he ain't gonna know how to take care of it. You ain't gonna know how to maintenance it. You ain't gonna know, hey man, you gotta hit the drum a certain way or you're gonna break it. You like, man, these are drums. I should be able to hit these drums as hard as I can. But then you give me some drums and I show you how to do it. Why? Because these drums really meant for me. And you ain't even gonna like it for real because it's not meant for you. It's not tailor made for you. See, what God has for you is for you. That's why the ones before us messed up. Because those wasn't theirs. Yeah, it was okay. It's all right. Because it's still a present. But it ain't mine. I don't want it. I don't know how to treat it. I don't know how to do it. Because I ain't want this. I will focus on that over there. So I put my time, my research, and my everything into that one over there. So, yeah. So definitely, man. We're not talking to other women as all their toys and nothing like that. Don't even nobody get it misunderstood, but we just talk about the analogy between, you know what I'm saying, another man's trash is another person's treasure, you know, because that trash is trash to them because they ain't want that, but it's treasure to us because that's what we was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's tailor-made for us, and when somebody's tailor-made for you, another person not going to like it because they're not you. It's only one you out here. So down to the everything, to the little, you know, the cracks and the crevices of relationships. What's for you is for you. What's for you, you ain't got to fight for. What's for you, you let sit back and what happen, because it's yours. And ain't nobody else going to know how to do nothing with it because it's yours. Because it's for you. It's like instructions for Spanish people. I ain't going to get it because I don't read Spanish. I can't read Spanish. That wasn't for me. You understand? They can read it. They find it. They can read Spanish. You know, so, man, just take heed to what we try to tell y'all online, what God's word is saying. You know, God got, you know, this is saying that everybody has somebody. You know what I'm saying? God is telling, making your wife for you right now. Whoever is listening, whoever this is for, you understand? And when you get her, understand how to treat her. This is what you prayed for. Don't stop praying for stuff you ain't ready for. And then mad when God ain't trying to give it to you. Because what God's trying to do, he's trying to save you. Because he know this woman not going to play. This is everything that you need in a woman. And God like, yeah, he not ready for that. He going to just mess her over. And his life is going to be in shambles. Shambles forever.
Mm-hmm.
So look, no funny, right? We some youngins talking. So like, Mike, you got something to say about that? Like just put a little season on it, like put a little drip.
when you, that, you know, especially when you guys got your woman next to you and you know, just take the time to like, gonna be like what I say is like I acknowledge it like this. You know how you're looking for something and you don't find it, but it's right there in your face.
Yeah.
You're looking all over for it, like a sock or a shoe or whatever, but it's right there. You're not seeing it, right? And then you got this, a lot of people have these beautiful women and these beautiful people in their life and they're not seeing them. And I like to always say, you know what, take the time and just look at your significant other. Like, just look at her. And then you'll see, like, man, she's beautiful. Man, you know, this is why I love her. This is, you know, that intoxication comes back to you. And you realize, like, because when you first met her, 9 out of 10, you met her somewhere. And I'm sure with a lot of people around. But you know what? That's all you seen was that young lady in your face. That's all you seen was her. Everything else didn't even play a part in it. You just look, I see this. You know, so people got to remember that. So, like, when you're in a house and y'all together, you know what I'm saying, everybody doing their separate things and things of that nature, you know, sometimes you like, just look. Like, man. You know, she might ask you, what you looking at? I'm just looking. you know, you're beautiful, you this, you that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you still, you got to see that. And it's just like, you know, it says in here, like, the loving doe, a graceful deer. Like, now when you see, like, some, you see, like, deers and the little stuff in your backyard, you're like, oh, look at the deer, you know. And it's cool, but, like, I travel. Like, so when you go out to, like, the Midwest countries and you see all these beautiful landscapes and these beautiful mountains, like, you appreciate that deer in that setting. And you could look at it like, man, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful place to be out here, you know. And that's just, I kind of equate it to that. Like, man, just never forget that woman, like you said, God put that woman there for you. He created her for you. And you got to see that. You always got to keep that, like, man, you know. And just look at her sometimes like, she is beautiful. This is my lady. You know what I'm saying? And then that, and to keep that intoxication going. But, you know, you guys, you know, I think you guys are smart. You guys got a lot in your head. So, you know. That you guys gonna be all right.
I appreciate it. Before we close, any last words?
Any last comments before we get about it? This was a great proverb, by the way, too.
Definitely, definitely a great word.
We got nothing to say to wrap us up, man.
Nah, definitely just keep watching that adulterous woman. Appreciate the woman you got.
The dog got for you. Lee short, you low. Sorry. So, yeah, I ain't got those are my last comments, last words. Mike, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, you know, I'm glad to be back online and, you know, Just want to keep myself going. Want to keep my faith and keep myself back in the church like I was before.
Indeed. So I don't have nothing to say. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We want to say thank you first of all just for today, the day that we'll never seen before, and we'll never see it again. We want to thank you, Father God, for this proverb, Father God. Thank you for this food this morning. That fed us spiritually, Lord. We ask you that we take this word and hide it in our heart, Father God, so that when time comes, we'll be able to just you know, regurgitate it. Father God, we ask you to be in our services, Father God, wherever they may be, Father God. We ask you to touch everybody on the line, dear Lord. We ask you to grant us traveling mercy. We ask you to bless the preacher that's going to bring forth the word on the day, hide them behind your cross, Father God, so they don't just see him. They only see you, Father God. Until next time, Father God, keep us safe and bring us back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
What's the first word? I'll see y'all next week.
The first word.